on the Yudbezim and Aleph at the top. The Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mabul started in Eir, and according to Rabbi Lezer, the Mabul started in Cheshvan. So Bishlam of Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Desiv Sheni. That's why it says, Bachodesh HaSheni, which is Eir. El Rabbi Lezer, my Sheni, the months go according to Nisan, not according to Tishrei. And even though we said before that before Matan Torah, the months went according to Tishrei, but since Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah, we're going according to the Cheshvan of after Matan Torah. Really, the Gemara could have answered that answer, that Sheni means Sheni according to the Cheshvan that was before Matan Torah. The Gemara answers, Sheni Ladin. It was the second month from the time that they were judged on Rosh Hashanah that the Mabul should come. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua Hainu Deshina. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there was a Shinu in Maisa Bereshis, because the way the Mazalos were was the opposite of the way they should have been. El Rabbi Lezer Maishina, but according to Rabbi Lezer, right, in Cheshvan, that's exactly how the Mazalos should have been. That the Kima Tleh was ascending in the daytime. Rav Chizda, the Omer Rav Chizda, Baroschin Kilkalu, Baroschin Idonu. Right? That's normally the stars in Kima were associated with cold, and here they caused hot water. And as Rashi calls, Rav Chizda said, since they sinned with hot, meaning with Shechvazera, they were Megala Rayos. So Nidonu Baroschin, they were judged with hot water. How do you know that the waters of the Mabul were hot? It says here, Vayashoku Hamayim, Uksiv Hasam Vachamas Hamelech Shachacha. Chamas Hamelech, anger is represented by heat, and it cooled off. So to over here, the waters cooled off means they were hot to begin with. And even though they were boiling hot, around the Teva they weren't hot. Otherwise it would have melted the Zeves, the pitch that the Teva was made from. So around the Teva, the water was cold. It was hot everywhere else. And it also answers, it says, Og Melech HaBoshan hitched a ride on the back of the Teva. The heart of the water was boiling water. How did he survive? The answer is, the water around the Teva was cold. Rashi. Dechshiv Sheni, Shari Eir, Sheni L'Chadoshim. Eir is seconds in months, even if you hold that the Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Sheni Ladin, Shenigzra Gzera Aleim B'Tishrei Shalafanath. It's the second month from the time that the Din was sealed against them on Rosh Hashanah. Chachi Garcina, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua Hainu Deshina, Tehele Mazel Kima B'Yom. According to Rabbi Yeshua, right, the Mazel of Kima, which is in the tail of Tleh, came up in the daytime, V'od Shina L'Tigboris Mayonos. So it was a time when Kima was descending, not ascending, and it also was what's it called, the time that the Mayanos dry up, because it's the time when the sun is more springtime. So the Mayanos are decreasing, not increasing. So that was two distortions of nature. So what was the Shinui according to Rabbi Lezer? So Mimar says that the water was boiling, even though normally those stars represent coldness. The Chamas HaMelech Shachacha, Ustam chema rosachasi. Anger is symbolized by heat. Kedisi v'chamoso boarobo. Okay. Right. Tana Rabbanan, Chachmi Yisrael monim lemabul, k'Rabbi Lezer, u'letkufa k'Rabbi Yeshua. Chachmi Yisrael count the year of the Mabul like Rabbi Lezer, the Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Basically, that's what we hold, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Horas Olam, Ze Yohayom Tchilas Masecha. Well, the Tkufa, when it comes to Tkufos, which have to do with the seasons, and since, what's it called, the agricultural year, basically, is in Nisan, so they count the Tkufos to Nisan. That's what Tosfos says, not because they hold that, or not Tosfos, but one of the Rishonim says, not because we hold, like Rabbi Yeshua, that Benisa Nivra Olam. In other words, the Stira. How can you both hold the Betishrei Nivra Olam and Benisa Nivra Olam? Right? They hold Betishrei Nivra Olam. But the Tkufa, since tkufas have to do a lot with agriculture because it has to do with the sun, so they count the tkufas like Rabbi Yeshua. And chachmei umos ha'olam monim af lemabul k'Rabbi Yeshua. Chachmei umos ha'olam count everything from Nisan. Right? Because, again, since agriculturally the year pretty much starts in the spring, right? So they count everything from the spring. The new year starts in the spring, right? It's before they started counting from January, but in any case, but in the spring. But because Tishrei is only a Rosh Hashanah, because we learn it from Torah Shebal Peh, and they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Rashi, there's a lot of Torah here, which I am not capable of discussing, that there is opinions that say that even though we hold that the Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the Tkufos didn't start till Nisan. It's Nogeya to Birchas Hachama. The fact that we make Birchas Hachama in Nisan shows that the sun, the Tkufos, which are dependent on the sun, the Brias Hachama was in Nisan. And therefore, every 28 years, it comes back to its original position that goes according to Nisan, even though we hold the Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So there are ways of understanding why, if even though the world was created in Tishrei, but the Mazalos went very, very quickly, that the configuration of the Mazalos by the time Adam Arishon was created was the configuration of Nisan, that first year. The Vilna Gaon holds is absolutely no difference, how you figure out the Mazalos, if it started from Tishrei or Nisan. Other Achronim and Rishonim hold that there's a very big difference how we calculate the Kufos, but it's beyond me, so we'll just leave it. Okay. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of shiurim or whatever as we get close to Birchas Hachama that'll explain these things. Maybe Rabbi Schutz will bring him in and let him explain it. Okay. Chachmi Yisrael, Monim Lamabu Krabelezer, Monim Shnos Noach Ubrias Olam, Ushnos Hadoros Krabelezer. Why? Monim Tishrei Tchilas Hashanim. Lo Mishlum B'Svira Lu B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, El B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, Uvenisa Nivra Olam K'Niktoni. Rashi says just the opposite. The Chachmei Yisrael hold like Rabbi Yoshua when it comes to when the world was created. But L'Maisa, we count the years from Tishrei because that's how we refer to Rosh Hashanah or whatever. Ule T'kufa K'Rabbi Yoshua. Kishemonim tkufa sachama v'halavonim monim minisan. Lomer sheminisan nivru. Because that's when they actually were created, so they count the tkufas starting from Nisan. Uvetchilis leil revi shim shachama v'nisan. That's why the sun was put into place in the evening of the fourth day. Lefich ein Nisan. Lefichach ein tkufas Nisan ofelis ala bedalad revoi hayom. And therefore, tkufas Nisan only comes out in one of the four, quarters of the day, yom tkufa. Every tkufa is separated from the other one 91 and a fourth days, quarter days. So it's totally 365 days. The chain moldos halavana molad nisan rishon b'leil ravi b'tisha shos v'tarmav chalakim. And they also count the molad of the Levana also. The sun and the moon were put into place at the same time. And they count the beginning of the molados and all the cheshbonos that come after that. 29 days, 29 and a half, 12 hours, and whatever. The cheshbon is made from that first Wednesday of the Bria in Nisan. Aflamabu, kolomer leminyan shnos hadoros, maschil minisan limnos. Chachmei umos ha'olam even count the Mabul and the regular years from Nisan. Umabul be'ir yored. According to them, like Rabbi Yeshua, the Mabul fell in Ir. Okay, Mishatomer, Ba'achas v'sheish mios, Barishon, Shechor, Bu'amayim, Nisanu. When it says that it was the 601st year, it wasn't of Noach, was not Tishrei, like Rabbi Lezer holds. It was Nisan. Shari Mishpat Dor HaMabul, Shnei Masar Chodesh. The Mishpat of the Mabul is 12 months. So it ended in, in Nisan. Okay, weiter. Will the Yerakos, right? The Mishnah says that Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah liyerakos. Tana liyerakos ula maisros, ula nedorim. The Brisa says Yerakos, maisros, and nedorim. So it adds two things extra than our Mishnah, maisros and nedorim. Lirokos Mainihu. What is Yerokos? Meiser Yerek. Right? That you take Meiser from Yerek and the difference of year, whether it's this year's Meiser or next year's Meiser, and it makes a difference lachor in two things. One is you can't take off Meiser from one year to the other. Secondly, what Meiser you take changes according to year. First 2 years, it's Meiser Sheni, and the third year is Meiser Ani. So if it's between the first and second year, there's no difference in the type of Meiser, but you can't take off Meiser Sheni from one year to the other. But if it's difference between the second and third year, it's a difference what Meiser you take off. Do you take off Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani? So Morris says, Meiser Yerek Hainu Meisres. It says Yerakos and Meisres. L'chora, that's Meiser. Tana Durabona, Victorian Duraisa. Meiser Yerek is only Durabona. And other Meisres are Min HaTorah. So it said the Rabbinic Meisres, that's Yerek, and it also says regular Meisres, which is the ones that are Min HaTorah. We'll see in 1 second which those are. So Morris says, V'lisne Duraisa Bereisha. If that's the case, it should have said Meisres and then Yerek. Because Meisres means the Meiser that's Min HaTorah. And Yerek is Meiser Yerek, which is the Rabbanon. Say first the Torah one, then the Rabbanon one. Where it says, I the Chaviva Le'akdame, since the Rabbanons are something that we institute and we do with our own Koach, it's more precious than something that the Torah foists upon us. Right? What you put your effort into, Torah Sheba'al Peh is more Choshev than what it says in Torah Shebichsav. Or Chaviv. The Tana Didon, our Tana does not mention Meisres. It only mentions Yerakos. The Tana Rabban and Koshke Duraisa mention Meiser Yerek, so you'll know for sure that it's the same halacha for Meiser that's Duraisa. Versus the listening Meiser, why does it say Meisros? Say Meiser. Echad Meiser Behema, Echad Meiser Dagon. Now, once a hint that there's two Meisers over here. Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagon, and it goes, according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. The listener Yerek, why doesn't it say Yerek in the singular? Why Yerakos? Trey Gavne Yerek. There's two kinds of Yerakos. Disnan, Yerek HaNegad Mishiye Oged. A Yerek, either, that's what Rashi learns, that's normally sold in bundles. The Gemar Malach of that Yerek is not till it's bundled. And that's when you count the year of Meiser, when the Gemar Malacha happens. And a Yerek that's not normally bundled, the Gemar Malacha for that is when you fill up the kli. That's when it becomes chayiv and meiser. The shein on neged mishiyamoli is a kli. The Rambam learns that it depends on actually bundling it. It doesn't make a difference if it's normally bundled or not. If you plan on bundling it, the gemar malacha is not till it's bundled. If you don't plan on bundling it, even if normally you do, then the gemar malacha is not till you fill up the kli. Rashi. Uli Yerakos, meiser yerek le'inin chodesh v'yoshen. Right. When you take Meiser Yerek, which year it's considered is when what's it called is Tishrei. She'ein tarmim Yerek al nilka the erev Rosh Hashanah al nilka achar Rosh Hashanah. You don't take Trumas and Meisres from a Yerek that was gathered before Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei on a Yerek that was gathered after the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Ul nedarim lekam lefarsh. Later on, the Gemara will explain what the nedarim is in this brisa. Tana the Rabbanan, Hishmiyacha Shiesh Rosh Hashanah Kavuali in Chodesh V'yoshen, the Meiser Yerek the Rabbanan. First, the Tana tells you that there's a set date that demarcates between which year it is Legabe Meisres for Rabbanan Meiser. The Hadar Tana Meiser Dagon, Sha'af Lo Yom Kavuali Chodesh V'yoshen Shalom. And then it tells you that Meiser Duraisa, which is Dagon, also is what's it called, has a date. The Tana Didon, the Tana Yerakos, lo Tana Meisres. Our Tana only says Yerakos and doesn't say Meisres. Tana Durabonin Vashmina the Yom Kavua lo Vakoshe in the Raisa. It tells me that there's a Yom Kavua for Meisres Durabonin, and I surely know there's a Yom Kavua for Meisres Duraisa. Yerek HaNegot Shedarko Bagudos. Rashi says it's normally sold in bundles, that until you tie it in a bundle, it's not called the Gemar Malacha. Mishiyek would have a Gornel Meisres. But also here it's not talking about new year and old year. It's talking at what point does it become that you have to take Meiser and you can't eat from it anymore, even Derech Aroy. Up until the Chiyuv of Meiser is Chal on it, what year of Meiser depends on when you harvest it. But even after you harvest it, you're allowed to eat Aroy, right, or give it to an animal to eat, even before you take off Trumas and Meisers. But once there's a Gemar Malacha, then you can't eat any more aroi. So when is that? When it's bundled. The afal pishe godel b'shona achas im nilket b'shtei shonim havi chodesh v'yoshen. No, we didn't get it yet. Mishi yegad havi gornel ma'isa v'asolech min aroi at sheyoshen. Okay, this next piece. Okay, just there's a few different shitas of what is chayiv and ma'isa min ha-Torah. It's clear from this Gemara that Meiser Yerek is only the Rabbonin. How about, what's the Raisa? So Rashi and Tosus learn, Rashi's Mashma, like, Dogon Tirosh and Yitzer is the Raisa, which means five kinds of grain, grapes, and olives, whether they are in solid state or wine or oil. That's Rashi and Tosus Shita. The Ramban says that even Zeisim and Anov is only the Rabbanan. It's only wine and oil that's min HaTorah. But if you leave it in the solid state, it's only the Rabbanan, Maisa. The Ravid holds that all Shiva Saminim, Trumas and Maisas, are Deoraisa. And the Rambam says that everything's Deoraisa except for Yerakos, meaning all fruit and all kinds of grain except for vegetables is Deoraisa. And there's a Shitas HaSmag and the Urayim that Maiser Sheni, not the other Maisers, but Maiser Sheni, even vegetables are Min HaTorah. And, okay, and there's another sheet that holds just the opposite, that only Maiser Sheni is Dog and Tirosh and Yitzhar Doraisa, and other Maisers, everything's Min HaTorah. So there's a lot of different Shitas. The Ikar Shitas are the Rambam and the and the Rashi and Tosis, whether Dog and Tirosh v'Yitzer, or all Peros are also Chayiv min HaTorah. Today everything's the Rabbanan, because Rov of Chayiso don't live in Eretz Yisrael, and for other reasons also, but it still makes a difference, because those things that were Ikr min HaTorah have a different din than things that were only Ikr min the Rabbanan. And there's something that the Ikr was min HaTorah, even though today it's the Rabbanan, you're more machmir than something that never was done in HaTorah. It's only the Rabbanan, the Ikara.